Good afternoon. Today I will be presenting our work on dynamic query replanning using Koo. Koo is a distributed data analytics system specifically designed for handling resource volatilities. To do so, we re-architect the data analytics stack and advocate dynamic query replanning with a simple scheduler. First in the talk, I'll give an overview of a typical data analytics system and also what I mean by resource volatilities. A distributed data analytics system enables execution of a job on a cluster of resources. In this work, we consider a job to be a SQL query. The job is first submitted to a query planner. The query planner looks at multiple query execution plans, or QEPs, and chooses an optimal QEP. This QEP is then sent to the execution engine. The execution engine is responsible for executing the task in the QEP. It makes resource requests for task it is ready to run and waits for the scheduler to grant allocation from its pool of available resources. Many distributed data analytics systems operate under the assumption that a job's resource share stays more or less fixed over time. But what if there are resource volatilities? That is, the job's resource share changes significantly over time. We found that resource volatilities do occur in practice. Now let's take a look at some of these scenarios. The first scenario is that of a spot market. In a spot market, you bid for each resource, whereby resource, I mean a machine instance. You get a resource if this bid price exceeds the market price, and you lose a resource if the market price exceeds the bid price. We applied a fixed budget cost-saving bidding strategy in AWS spot market and looked at the trend in the number of machines. In this graph, on the y-axis is the number of machines available to the job, and x-axis is the time in seconds. We say that a 20% resource volatility event occurs if the number of machines increases or decreases by 20%. As shown in the graph, an increase from 10 to 12 machines is one such event. We observed around 50 such events in a 5-hour span. Another scenario is that of a small shared cluster. In this very simple example, job 1's resource share changes from 4 to 2 when job 2 enters and changes back to 4 when job 2 exits. The point being that in a shared cluster, especially a small one, the resource share of each job changes significantly as the magnitude of resource contention, that is the number of active jobs, changes. We ran a TPCDS online workload with state-of-the-art scheduler Carbine managing this a small shared cluster and looked at the resource volatilities that we observed from the perspective of a single job. We plot a CDF where the x-axis is the fraction of jobs and y-axis is the number of volatility events of varying degrees, and we observe that 38% of queries experience at least 20% resource volatility event. So what we have seen so far is that resource volatilities do occur in practice. The key question that we ask is, how well do data analytics systems perform under these resource volatilities? Data analytics systems don't work well under resource volatilities, and there are two main issues. The first issue is that the query planner is static, by which I mean that the choice of the optimal QEP does not change during the job's lifetime. However, this is not optimal behavior under resource volatilities, and we'll illustrate examples where the choice of optimal QEP becomes suboptimal under these volatilities. The second issue is that schedulers are getting complex and hence opaque, by which I mean that state-of-the-art scheduling algorithms are using progressively complex heuristics due to which it is not able to provide feedback regarding the magnitude of resource contention up the stack to the query planner. In Koo, we re-architect this stack. First, we propose a dynamic query replanner that re-evaluates and changes the optimal QEP in a greedy manner. And second, we go back to a simple scheduler design and introduce the notion of feedback regarding resource volatilities to the query planner. First, I'll take you through the inefficiencies that arise due to static query planners and describe Koo's dynamic QEP switching solution. First, let me highlight the caveats with an example. Say we are joining four datasets A, B, C, and D. Suppose there are three alternate QEPs for this query, green, red, and blue, each corresponding to a different join order. Before we go further, let's take a look at the terminology. A QEP is a directed acyclic graph for this example, where each vertex is a stage with a single task, and each edge is a dependency. Downstream tasks can only start execution after upstream tasks have completed. Also, each task is represented as a rectangle, where the height is representative of its resource demand, and the width is representative of its execution time. And the area of the rectangle is representative of the work done by the task. For simplicity, we assume each task to be a rectangle, otherwise it is a hypercube with multiple resource dimensions. Coming back to our example, the job of a query planner is to choose an optimal QEP, where optimal means a plan that reduces query running time. Let's take the example of state-of-the-art query planner, Clarinet. Now, Clarinet is a smart static planner as it estimates the network I/O, memory, and compute resource allocation just before job execution, and estimates the running time of each QEP by simulating actual execution in the given resources. And it chooses the QEP with minimum running time. For our example, say Clarinet has R amount of resources at time t equal to 0. Now Clarinet estimates the running time of each of the green, red, and blue QEP. The green QEP, after simulated execution, is found to be taking 6 units of time. The red query is estimated to complete execution in 7.5 units of time. And the blue query is estimated to complete execution in 5 units of time. So in this example, Clarinet chooses the blue plan with the least estimated running time of 5 units. However, this choice is static and does not change during job's lifetime. Let's see what kind of bad outcomes might arise under resource volatilities due to this static choice of QEP. Let us take a look at an adversarial resource volatility event. Say some resources are snatched away from the job, and there's a resource drop from R to R prime at the third time unit. Let's take a look at execution of Clarinet's blue QEP under this resource volatility. Now the first set of tasks A, B, C, and D run successfully, but after resources are snatched away, Clarinet's blue QEP is unable to complete execution of either task AC or task BD, as both these tasks don't fit in the given amount of resources. And this leads to stalling of the blue QEP. Now this causes starvation. There are examples of other bad outcomes, such as suboptimal behavior and unbounded work. Now what if at the third time unit, we had switched to say the green QEP? Green QEP starts from scratch, and as opposed to the blue QEP, this QEP tasks are able to fit in the given amount of resources, and we see that we have overcome starvation and the plan completes in 12 time units. The point we are motivating here is that plan switching can be beneficial, and to deal with resource volatilities, data analytics systems need to break free from the constraints of fixed QEPs. So to overcome these bad outcomes of static QEPs, Ku proposes dynamic QEP switching with 3 key ideas: backtracking, checkpointing, and greedy behavior. Now the switch from the blue QEP to the green QEP involved backtracking. That is to say that we sacrifice the partial work done in the blue QEP as shown in gray here, and repeated the work that was already done by the QEP as shown in yellow. Now a possible strategy to switch QEPs is to only replan work in the future stages without sacrificing or repeating work. However, in Ku, we advocate backtracking, and our theoretical analysis shows that even though we end up sacrificing work or repeating work, backtracking is essential to avoid bad outcomes. Now, a natural question is, what if we keep constantly backtracking and repeat the same work over and over in an unbounded manner? Another strategy that Ku uses is checkpointing. With checkpointing, the switch to the green QEP now avoids repeating the work shown in yellow. Our theoretical analysis shows the need for checkpointing to bound total work done. Now, a natural question to ask is, after accounting for backtracking and checkpointing, which QEP should we switch to? There were 2 alternative QEPs we could have switched to, the green or the red. Now, if we had switched to the green QEP, it would have completed in 10 time units, while if we had switched to the red QEP, it would have completed in 9 time units. In Coup, we greedily switched to the QEP with the least running time in the current amount of resources, and in this example, it is the red QEP. The intuition here is that future resource volatilities can't be predicted, and in the absence of any such future knowledge, we adopt the greedy strategy of maximizing current progress. In fact, a theoretical analysis shows that greedy QEP switching has a competitive ratio of 2, meaning that our greedy strategy with adversarial resource volatilities is at most 2 times slower than an optimal offline algorithm with complete knowledge of resource volatilities. So we saw that dynamic QEP switching is beneficial under volatilities and that it requires the ability to detect and predict job performance to make a good greedy QEP choice. However, the issue with schedulers today is that they're getting complex and hence opaque, and this obstructs dynamic QEP switching. Let's take a look at this issue and how we overcome it in Coup. State-of-the-art schedulers are getting more and more complex. This is so because they are being tasked with managing multiple objectives such as fairness, packing, and job completion time. To do so, the centralized scheduler ends up taking as input the whole QEP just before query execution to make optimal decisions. Now, these resource allocations are QEP dependent, meaning that the schedulers end up using QEP specific information like task sizes to better fit QEPs from all the different jobs, and they also use the DAG dependencies in the QEP to delay off critical part tasks. Now, this QEP dependence make the schedulers opaque. That is to say that it is hard to say how the job would have behaved if a different QEP was picked. And this QEP dependence thus obstructs efficient dynamic QEP switching under volatilities, as it is hard to estimate the performance of an alternate QEP. In Coup, instead of a complex and opaque scheduler, we go back to a simple and QEP independent scheduler that does simple max-min fair sharing. With this simple fair scheduler, each job gets a resource share guarantee corresponding to an equal division of all the total resources among all the active queries. Now note that this is QEP independent, as each job's resource share is purely dependent on the total resources and the number of active queries. We decouple the resource share of a job from the choice of the QEP. We add a new interface between the scheduler and the query planner, providing the query planner with an accurate feedback of any resource volatilities. And this new interface enables dynamic QEP switching. Putting it all together, in Coup we re-architect the stack, we redistribute responsibilities and introduce new interfaces across the layers. We use a simple scheduler that is fair and is work conserving, and it maximizes the fairness and packing objective. Also, our scheduler choice ensures that the resource share of a job is decoupled from its choice of QEP. This enables feedback about resource volatility, and any resource volatility triggers feedback up the query planner. This also triggers a dynamic QEP switching in our query replanner, which greedily chooses a QEP with minimum running time. This has the effect of maximizing the job performance objective and also the packing objective to some extent. Next, we'll take a look at Coup's implementation and evaluation. For the implementation, we modified Hive's Volcano Query Planner to cache multiple QEPs and send it to the execution engine. We implemented our simple max-min fair scheduler in Yarn and enabled feedback to the execution engine. And lastly, we modified Thez to take these inputs from Hive and Yarn and do dynamic QEP switching. For the evaluation, we evaluated Coup in a 20 bare metal server testbed. We performed micro benchmarks and macro benchmarks. For the micro benchmarks, we evaluated a single query in 3 kinds of resource volatility regimes, low, medium, and high, with progressively increasing magnitudes of resource volatilities. For the macro benchmarks, we ran 200 TPCDS queries in an online manner. We first look at micro benchmark results. We measure the improvement of each job's run against ClarinetDB. recall that Clarinet is a state-of-the-art static query planner. We measure the factor of improvement for each job, which is the ratio of the running time of Clarinet to that of Coo. We plot the CDF of factor of improvement and see that gains increase with increasing resource volatility, and around 10% of the jobs see greater than 4x gains. We also see that 35% queries see no improvements, which corresponds to low complexity queries with less number of joins, and low duration queries that do not experience any resource volatility event and hence no QEP switches. Next, we look at the effect of job complexity. We observe that increasing number of joins generally yields higher gains. The explanation being that increasing the number of joins generally yields higher number of alternative QEP choices and increases the likelihood of finding and switching to a much better QEP. Next, we look at backtracking. We observe higher gains with backtracking turned on in our system. Around 5.7% of all our QEP switches involve backtracking, and backtracking is predominantly caused by high resource volatility events and very rarely involves resuming work from a stage 2 levels deep in the past. Now let's look at the macro benchmarks where we have multiple jobs running in our 20 machine shared cluster. We first look at average job performance, which is measured by the computing the average job completion time. We compare against to a complex solution consisting of Carmine and Clarinet, where Carmine is a state-of-the-art scheduler and Clarinet is a state-of-the-art query planner. Now, even with a fair scheduler in Coo, we approach closest to the optimal baseline of shortest job first. And next, we look at cluster efficiency. And again, despite using a simple fair scheduler, Coo approaches closest to the optimal baseline of Tetris. For both job performance and cluster efficiency, we marginally outperform two complex solutions put together despite using a simple scheduler. The point we are validating here is that each job's greedy behavior is beneficial, which is why despite a simple scheduler, we approach closest to the optimal baselines. In summary, we saw that resource volatilities exist in practice, and Coo is suitable for distributed data analytics under resource volatilities. And in doing so, we advocate a simple scheduler and enable feedback to the query planner. And we pushed complexity up the stack to the query planner and use a greedy algorithm with guaranteed bounds for dynamic QEP switching. With that, I thank you. Our post number is 40, and I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Hello, I'm Sijie Shen from Shanghai Jiao Tong University. My question is, each time you do the plan switching, how much is the overhead of this switching, and what statistic will affect this overhead? Thank you.
So the question is, what is the overhead in our system of doing a switch?
Yeah.
So one thing is, whenever we are evaluating alternative QEPs, we overlap this with the actual execution of the query. So we in no way pause the execution of the query. And when we are actually materializing the switch, we account for the cost of the time cost of enabling the switch in our evaluation of different query plan choices.
Hi, I'm Umesh Deshpande from IBM Research. And I was just wondering, like, to what extent do you have to abandon the results of your previous calculation when you lose resources? That is, are you able to partly use what you calculated before?
Just so that I'm clear on the question, you're saying that are we able to use work that has already been done by some other QEP? Is that the question?
Right. So some of the, maybe not the full of it, but maybe they're a part of the word that you would be able to use for some other plan that you would pick.
Yes, so we do advocate checkpointing in our system, and we checkpoint at the stage granularity. So we cannot checkpoint partial work because current systems like TES don't support checkpointing of partial work. So we do end up using the whole stages work if we switch to a query plan which had stages which had already been executed.
Okay. All right, thank you.